Shockwaves are continuing to batter the American insurance industry after the launch of an inquiry by New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer into alleged price rigging. The share price of Marsh & McLennan, the world's largest insurance broker, charged with uncompetitive practices, has now dropped by almost half since the inquiry began last week. And more details have emerged about the family links between various companies targeted by Elliot Spitzer. Three are run by members of one family, the Greenbergs. I spoke to Thomas Adjemi, a lawyer who specializes in financial crime in Houston, Texas.
We have Hank Greenberg, who is the father heading up AIG, one of the world's largest insurance companies. One of his sons heads up Marsh & McLennan, this insurance brokerage firm that goes out and bids the contracts for all the insurance companies. And Hank Greenberg's second son is the CEO and president of ACE, which is an insurance company.
Isn't it rather unusual to have family links between what, in effect, are rival firms?
This is the only case that we're aware of where this has occurred, so yes, it's very highly unusual. It's been known as the family dynasty. There's always been a little bit of whispering as to what family picnics must be like when you have the heads of two insurance companies and the head of the world's largest brokerage firm all sitting down together having their lunch. What do they talk about? The concern is that these family members, three of them who are heading up these three companies, may have been involved in rigging bids, presenting fake bids against our firms, and fake bids for insurance, colluding on prices, and also requiring insurance companies to pay inflated commissions in order to get insurance business and to be kept in this racket, if you will.
How would they have made money out of what allegedly was going on?
Marsh & McLennan is the lead company. They are the largest insurance brokerage firm. They go out to major companies and say, do you need insurance? They are a broker for insurance companies. So Marsh goes out and collects bids. They have a legal duty to the company they're working for to get the best insurance price possible. And so they go out on behalf of a company. Let's just say it's IBM as an example. They say to IBM, we're going to go and we're going to take bids among several insurance companies, and we'll get you the best price possible. What's alleged here is that Marsh & McLennan did not get the best price possible. In fact, what they really did was worked out an arrangement with insurance companies that essentially said, if you pay me a bunch of money and pay me an inflated commission, I'll make sure you win the bid. I'll make sure you get the contract. And one way they did it was by presenting to the corporations that wanted insurance fake bids, really created an air that there was competitive bidding going on when in fact there was none. In fact, the lawsuit filed by Elliot Spitzer states that there were complaints by some of the insurance companies that they were being told to come to meetings, to sit in conference rooms, and pretend as if they were really bidding on the business. And one of the insurance executives complained to Marsh and said, hey, my people don't have time to be sitting in on all these fake bidding processes. You're wasting our time. We have other work to do.
How big a scandal is this?
We don't know for sure. We know it's had a tremendous effect on the value of these companies on the public markets. The stock prices have been falling. I think for Marsh, it is a very, very big scandal for them if it turns out to be true. They receive a tremendous amount of their revenue as a sort of payments by insurance companies for going out and bringing the insurance company's business. If they're in fact asking for kickbacks, and this is what Elliot Spitzer has characterized it as, and they're not allowed to get these kickbacks, that'll have a tremendous impact on their income. Now, how far does this run with the other insurance companies? I don't think we know yet. We're just at the beginning points of this investigation.